If a seed does not die, it does not reproduce.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Scientists know of at least 375,000 species of plants. One characteristic of most plants is that the seed must die in order for the plant to reproduce. Jesus used the illustration of a kernel of wheat to make a very important point. He was speaking to a group of Greeks who had come to celebrate the Passover in Jerusalem. They paid a visit to Philip, one of Jesus' disciples. They said to him, "Sir, we want to meet Jesus." Philip told Andrew, and they went together to ask Jesus. Jesus replied to them, "I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the soil and dies, it remains alone. But its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. Those who love their life in this world will lose it. Those who care nothing for their life in this world will keep it for eternity. Anyone who wants to be my disciple must follow me, because my servants must be where I am. And the Father will honor anyone who serves me." Plant life challenges us to recognize a critical principle. Life comes through death. The kernel must die as a kernel before there can be life. Jesus Christ volunteered to die for our sake, and now his death is the basis of life for billions. When we die to self by submitting our lives to the Father, we become the means of bringing life to others, and we bring great joy to God our Father.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.